Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Sandra, we're under new management with the Chamber. What are your hopes and aims?
Yes, we had a really productive first management group meeting where we welcomed some new VPs. So it's a sort of change all round. And we're looking to broaden our scope to the whole of the Harrogate district and to encourage more people of many different categories to join us. So the bigger businesses that are not connected to us at the moment and the small one-man band plumbers and what have you, we welcome them all on board because everybody has a part to play in making Harrogate a better place for all of us.
So you mentioned some new members as well on the management group. Who are these new members?
Alison Hartwell is a new Vice President and Stephen Root is a new Vice mm-hmm. President. Mm-hmm. So Steve Pepper's been with us for a while mm-hmm. and so has Mike Proctor.
So what else can we look forward to then? Obviously, marketing-wise, new website?
New website, yes. I'm getting to grips with it now. I'm a well-known social media phobe, but I've managed to have my knowledge boosted, and I'm managing to put blogs online and updating people's profiles. Shortly, everybody will get their own code to log in, and you'll be able to update your own information, put special offers online, so it will be a real service to our members, something that they've never had before.
So, Alison, Mike, what's your involvement going to be first then?
We're both vice presidents and we're both serving on the Town Centre Focus Group. My role really is to try to represent the views of the opinions of Town Centre businesses. Not necessarily consolidating them into a majority view, but actually trying to represent all of their views. And also to encourage Chamber membership through the dissemination of relevant information throughout the wider business community in the centre of Harrogate. And then we also deal with particular issues as and when they arise.
I mean, I am very involved in tourism and believe that service is a key to getting our visitors to return to Harrogate. But within the Chamber, we've got some exciting new focus groups. One is an events group, which is going to encompass the Christmas market, the Yorkshire Business Market, and any events that are coming into Harrogate and District. There's also a new transport group, which will look at all traffic and transport issues. We've also just done a blog on the website about travel at the minute, which is a new airline going, which is a new route from Leeds to Guernsey, which we're really excited about.
Also, what's this parking news as well that we wanted to talk about as well? So what's the news you've got for us, Mike?
I think the best person to speak about that is Sandra, because she spoke with two of the councillors, Don McKenzie from North Yorkshire County Council and also Rebecca Burnett from Harrogate District Council just this morning. So, this evening's a great time to tell you about that.
Go on then, Sandra.
Exciting news. Yes, as we all probably know, there is a consultation by North Yorkshire County Council to see about the parking charges on evenings and all day on a Sunday. I suppose none of the town centre people will be keen on that happening, but there are two ways to look at it, I suppose. The town is often short of parking spaces, and one way to cure it will be to put charge. And the other way to look at it is we want to encourage more visitors, and they, of course, won't like the parking charges. And I spoke to Rebecca this morning, and she assures me that North Yorkshire County Council, when the report is published, she will have a copy of it, and they're extending the consultation process to approximately a month so that we'll all have chance to look at it and talk about it and discuss the way that the businesses feel it will affect us.
I think what we're looking for is for North Yorkshire County Council, before they make any decision, to justify that decision. And then there are different ways, if they're wanting to increase the amount of turnover of car parking spaces, there are different ways to achieve that. They can consider introduction of disc parking, or they could introduce parking charges. We're yet to see evidence that there's a requirement to increase turnover of car parking spaces, and then if they can provide that evidence, it would be nice to see the evidence provided that either disc or charging is justified. But what's great is that it seemed as if there wasn't going to be the opportunity for the public to make their views known, that the decision had already been made by North Yorkshire County Council. That now doesn't appear to be the case, and that's great. That's democracy in action.
Brilliant. So watch this space, and no doubt we'll have more reaction to this, whatever happens. So let's look ahead to the June meeting. lots of exciting things happening, obviously, under the new management, so the June meeting is going to be a good one as well. What are we looking at?
Basically, we'll look at the EU in out debate, and I guess there's a lot of people out there want to hear both sides of the argument so they can make a decision for the 23rd of June. Now, with the help of Mike and Sandra, we've put together a very, very good show. We've got Professor Malcolm Sawyer from Leeds Metropolitan, and he's an economist, so he'll be able to sort of set us straight on, you know, what the pros and cons are from that point of view, and hopefully be able to keep us in line if anyone is quoting
some random quotes.
Well, yeah. There's been a lot on both sides, yes, of, yeah, you know, figures that can't be justified. For the In campaign, we've got Ben Pinder of Northern Lights and Richard Corbett, who is a member of the European Parliament. For the outside, we've got David Simster of Different PR, and he's also a UKIP county councillor, and Carl Chambers, who's the chairman of Business for Britain, Yorkshire and the Humber. It's basically designed as a chance for business people to hear how they may be affected by remaining in or leaving the EU. And this will be ideal if you haven't decided how to vote by the 23rd of June. So it's on the 13th of June, it's at the Holiday Inn, so join us there. Should be great.
So, Sandra, just to confirm all of that, Monday the 13th of June, 5:30, Holiday Inn. Do you need to register?
You do need to register. You can send me an email or you can register online on our website. So it's www.harrogatechamber.co.uk.
And it's free to attend for guests, isn't it?
It's free to attend, yes.
And there will be a bit of a change to the meeting format as well, so why not pop down?
Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce on Stray FM's Business Hub.